Lanning to punt as we start the fourth quarter. Spurlock back deep for Detroit. Lanning's got it. Punt, not a good one. Spurlock will let it hit. Takes a big Browns bounce. He takes it on a hop at the 32. Tries to get to the left sideline. Turns it up to the 34. Runs out of bounds. They'll say he went out at the 33. And that's where the Lions will take over. It's a 47-yard punt aided by a big bounce and a one-yard return. Our second half Bell Tire Dream Game winner this week is Josh Buist of Kalamazoo. If you want to live out your dream of playing a game on the turf at Ford Field, go to belltire.com and register to win. Brought to you by Bell Tire, the Lions Radio Network, and 97.1 The Ticket. First and 10 Lions trailing by three at their own 33-yard line. How about the third quarter numbers, Brandy? Lions had 125 yards to Cleveland's 15, seven first downs to zero, and outscored them 7-0. Defense did its job. Offense trying to get on a roll here. Stafford out of the gun on first down. Matthews got it. Inside handoff goes to Joyfeld, trying to bounce it outside. Being chased, gets to the 35 and spun out there. Barkevious Mingo. They give him the 36 on the play. Gain of three. It'll be second and seven.
They're using a lot of Bush and Joyke Bell in the backfield at the same time, except they move Bush out to a slot receiver and will run the ball to Joyke Bell. First kind of time we've really seen that from this offense.
Brandon Pettigrew checks back into the game for the Lions. Second and seven. From the 36, Browns show blitz. Stafford takes it. Blitz comes. They pick it up. Stafford sets and throws. Got it. Bush caught it. 45. Bush to the 48-yard line with a first down. Tackled there by Chris Owens. One of the reasons for that, Brandy, is you have no Scheffler, no Burleson, no Riddick. I mean, they're kind of hurting in terms of numbers at receiver and back and tight end.
And what they can do. So guys are playing two and three different positions. And that's kind of Bush out there playing that slot receiver. But out of the backfield, he is a good receiver, as he showed right there. Good protection, and Stafford's being very patient with the offense.
Reggie, three catches, 40 yards. First and 10 Lions from their own 48. Bush out, Joykfeld in. Lone back behind Stafford, who takes the snap, gives it to Bell, cuts it up. Joyke across the 50 into Brown's territory at the 47-yard line. Ataba Rubin and T.J. Ward team up to make the stop. On the tackle. Second down, five. Lions will send Broyles, Edwards, and Bush into the game. Gain of five on the play. Second and five coming up. 17-14, Browns up. Lions down by 10. The start of the second half and cut it to three. Stafford has Bush to his right, Bell to his left. Now Bush goes in motion. Sets up on the left side. Three receivers over there. Matthews got a quick throw left side, got it complete. It's Bush with blocking to the 40. First down inside the 40 and to the 38-yard line. Ryan Broyles helped lead the way to 9-yard gain and a first down for the Lions.
A good block out there by Durham. What they do on that play is if Bush goes out and stacks right behind Durham. Normally, they like, well, crisscross and run pass routes. This time, Bush takes a step back. Durham and the wide receiver block the two men out there. Bush gets the ball and does what he does best in space, make people miss.
I think he felt like he should have had more because he did five push-ups before he got up. First and 10 Lions from the Browns 38. Down three. Looking to get back on top. Stafford fakes the inside handoff. Quick throw right side. Durham's got it. Durham tried to slip the tackle. Couldn't do it. Nice open field tackle by Buster Screen at the 36. Quick hitter yields two. And it'll be second and eight.
Well, they must feel that Durham has the ability to make that guy miss out there, because that's the second time they've thrown him that quick hitch route where he's had cushion and tried to get him free in a one-on-one.
Off the spot. Give him three on first down, so it's second and seven. Stafford will operate from the gun. Bush to his left. Calvin in the game on the right side. Stafford, quick throw, incomplete, in and out of the hands of Ryan Broyles. Stafford trying for the quick slant. Barkevious Mingo was bringing the pressure. Matthew had to get rid of it. And that'll bring up third down and seven now. From here, you're looking at about a 54-yard field goal.
Now, they don't want to, I think they want to get this first down, clearly. And I think the thing that's important, and I don't know whether Calvin was that time matched up with Hayden. One-on-one, no safety help. If they get the same thing, see if they try to exploit that.
This time, Calvin goes to the right side. Hayden goes with him. Single safety is to Sean Gibson. Now Ward drops back as well. Stafford on third down. Quick throw. Got it to Pettigrew. Pettigrew slips the tackle. Gets the first down. Brandon inside the 25 and down to the 23-yard line. Big running by the tight end. Got away from Craig Robertson about 4 yards shy of the yardage he needed and then picked up ahead of steam and moved the chains.
The key there is he makes the first guy miss. The ball was thrown short of the first down. But Pettigrew in a one-on-one wins the battle with the linebacker, makes the first guy miss, gets upfield for 12 in the first down.
Here come the Lions now at the Browns 23. Down by three, but knocking on the door. Stafford out of the gun, two receivers left, two right. Stafford looking over that defense, takes the inside handoff, throws deep right side. It's caught, end zone, touchdown Detroit Lions. Joseph Fourier, how about that? And the rookie slams the ball over the goalpost.
Dan, that's the play I was talking about. You go shotgun, fake the run, step up and throw the seam route. This time it was to Fourier who got behind the linebacker, Robertson, 6'7 against 6'1. And he's able to reach over, locate the ball because he's got the back of the cover man turned. Great throw, great catch. Lions take the lead.
All Fourier does is make plays since the day he got here. Two big ones today for touchdowns. Stafford with a terrific throw. Extra point on the way. It is up and good by Akers. And the Lions now lead it by a score of 21-17 with 10:35 to go here in Cleveland. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Why do I have Blue Cross? Because my 7-year-old daughter hugged me this morning and wouldn't let me go. And the funny look our baby gives me whenever I feed him smashed up peas. And because my wife, she's given me my whole world. That's why I have Blue Cross.
When you carry a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network, you can be confident that you have the right health plan to protect you and your family.
If any of them get hurt or sick, I don't want to worry about our insurance. I just want to know they're going to get the care that they need.
More people choose Blue Cross because they offer access to the most doctors in Michigan, the best doctors, and you can take your family to practically every hospital. Plus, their wide choice of plans means you'll be able to find a plan that changes when life changes.
I'm not going to risk covering the most important people in my life with health insurance I don't trust.
For help choosing a plan that's right for you, visit the new BCBSM.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Jim Brandstatter here with a history lesson. Almost half a century ago in 1967, Vince Lombardi's Green Bay team beat Kansas City 35-10 in a championship game that started a new era in professional football. The next year, in 1968, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm was founded, and a tradition was born. Three generations of lawyers who fight and win for families that need help. Let the Bernstein family help your family. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab their new Mighty Wings. Try a 3-piece snack, 5-piece meal, or share a 10-piece. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
That Lions touchdown pass to Joseph Fourier from Matthew Stafford means that the Make-A-Wish Foundation will receive a donation that helps supply the magic that provides a positive, life-changing experience. Go to wishmish.org to donate. Lions set to kick it off. I want to remind you our fourth quarter here is brought to you by the 2013 Ford F-150 with EcoBoost. Lions in the second half with 192 total yards to 6 for the Browns. Defense is going to have to stay hot. Greg Little back deep to take the kickoff. Martin drives it 8 yards deep. Little thinks about it and then takes a knee for the touchback. Browns will take over at their own 20-yard line. 21-17, Lions up. 10:35 to go in the game. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
With so many tires to choose from, summer, winter, performance, all season, and more, thank goodness all you really need to know is Bell Tire. And hey, isn't it nice to know you'll always get the lowest tire prices, too?
At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day to make sure you always get the lowest tire price, period. We challenge you to find a lower price anywhere on all the top brand name tires in the business. In the rare case you do find a lower tire price someplace else, just bring it in and show us. We'll beat it, guaranteed. See BellTire.com for lowest price guarantee details. You can always count on Bell Tire for the lowest tire price, period.
What would you expect? After all, at Bell Tire, tire is their last name.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire, with over 85 locations there in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to BellTire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free. You know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier. And for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners, like the Ford Motor Company, the official automotive company of the Lions Radio Network.
Browns take over, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Lions up 21-17, 10:35 to go here in Cleveland. Lions defense has been stout in the second half.
Well, they came into the game ranked 24th in total defense in the league, Dan, and in this second half, that defense has looked like the number one defense in the league.
Three and outs by the Browns is all they could muster so far. Here they come, first down and 10. Whedon will operate from the gun. McGahee to his right. Lions show a four-man front. Nickel package, two linebackers, five defensive backs. Whedon's got it, wants to throw, does over the middle. Gordon's got it across the 30. Upended by Delmas at the 34. 14-yard gain and a first down. Let's go to Tony down on the sidelines. T.O.
Dan and Jim, injury update from down here. Joyke Bell taken into the locker room. Lions training staff right now looking at his ribs. He's getting evaluated in the locker room. His return to the game at this point is unknown.
All right. Key thing is that the Lions do have Michael LeShore active today if they need a power back. First and 10 Browns from their own 34. Lions up by four here in the fourth. Whedon up under center, takes the snap, turns, fakes to give to McGee. He sets deep in the pocket, plenty of time. Now he's being chased, and he just throws it away. Lions finally broke through to make him uncomfortable there. Lions want an intentional grounding. Yeah, They're going to talk about it.
Did he get out of the pocket?
He was not out of the tackle box.
Right,
he was definitely still in the tackle box.
And he threw it nowhere. Yeah, there's the flag.
It's going to be intentional grounding against Whedon. Steven Tulloch was in there pleading the Lions' case, and
all he's got to do to make that legal
grounding on the offense.
All he's got to do to make that legal, Dan, is get out of the tackle box, and he was not out of the tackle box. And again, the Lions, give the Lions credit, they had pressure on Whedon, okay, and he was unable to get outside the tackle box to make that a legal throwaway.
Backs them up to the 24-yard line, so it is now first down and check it, second and 20. Loss of down on the penalty. Obadiah into the game. He's to the left of Whedon. Second and 20, Whedon out of the gun. Flag down, and it's going to be against the Browns for a false start.
False start, 84, offense, 5-yard penalty, still second down.
Browns operating in reverse right now. It'll be second and 25.
Yeah, they're falling apart a little bit here. Line defense has them rattled, no question. Even after they complete that first down throw to get something going, they get pressured into a intentional grounding, and now they get a false start.
Seventh penalty of the game against the Browns. Second and 25 from their own 19. Whedon back to pass. Pumps. Now throws deep right side. Got Gordon out there. Did he get both feet down? Was it a catch at the 44-yard line? They're going to say no, it was not. It is Greg Little who went up to try to make the catch, but did not get both feet down in bounds.
I think he got 1 foot down, and I think his tail end came out of bounds and hit the white chalk.
Darius Slay forced him out. And the Browns are going to challenge. They're going to throw the red flag out there. Would be very close to a first down if it's overturned.
Cleveland is challenging the ruling on the field. of an incomplete pass.
So while Walt Coleman goes under the hood, we will take a break. Lions up by four. Big challenge right here. It'll either be third and 25 or a big play for the Cleveland Browns. Step aside. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
To be honest, I never thought too much about our health plan. I just knew I had it. But then I found out that the company I work for isn't going to provide coverage anymore. Sure am thinking about it now.
If you need help choosing a new health plan, you can be confident that Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan has the answers you need and is ready to help.
I had a lot of questions, and I wanted to talk to an expert. So I called Blue Cross. They helped me pick out a great plan for my whole family.
At Blue Cross, our experts can help you find an individual health plan that's right for you and your family. We have a range of plans to fit just about any budget.
I got the facts I needed, and I chose Blue Cross.
For help understanding your options, visit bcbsm.com/myblue. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Confidence comes with every card. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Crown Royal presents Becoming a King.
Hi, I'm a Hall of Fame athlete. I've always loved basketball, but it didn't always love me back. When I first started, I could rebound and run, but shooting and passing with accuracy were a mystery. But commitment grew, and I got a little taller, too. In the end, I created a whole other game above the rim. I'm Dr. J, and here's to a career of greatness. Crown Royal, reign on.
Crown Royal, blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2013, the Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. Please drink responsibly.
Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, where winners come to play. Text the word EAGLE to 99158 for special offers and random free stuff from Soaring Eagle.
Walt Coleman under the hood trying to decide whether or not the call of incomplete on the field will stand on the Greg Little catch, or whether or not it'll be overturned. Now, Brandy, we're watching it. Left foot's down. Question is whether the right foot came down or his rear end landed out of bounds first. Now, it has to be overwhelming evidence. Here's Walt
After
Coleman.
After the play, the ring on the field stands, incomplete pass. Cleveland will be charged with the first team timeout.
Obviously not a popular call in Cleveland, but it just didn't look like there was enough evidence to overturn it if the call on the field was incomplete. Had they called it complete, I don't know if they could have overturned that either.
I agree with you. The key is they didn't have an angle down the far sideline to determine where that foot and calf came down. I think it hit the white line. If it hits the white line, it's not a good catch.
Third and 25 for the Browns. They scrimmage from their own 19. Whedon will go out of the gun. They go empty. Four-man front for the Lions. Here they come. Whedon's got it. Sets up underneath to Obanaya. 25. Gets to the 30 and to the 32. Well short of a first down. Tackled by Chris Houston. 13-yard gain, and the Browns will have to punt it away.
That was a real good job defensively as they had a four-man rush covered with seven. Really an umbrella. Everything was a zone. Kept everything in front of them. And forced Whedon to throw short to an open man. And then you come up and tackle. That's the object of that defense. They got the job done. Third and long gave them the opportunity to run that defense. They ran it well.
Lanning to punt. Spurlock back deep. Lanning gets off a good one. Spurlock to his left. Flag down at the 24. Spurlock spun down at the 26-yard line. And you would anticipate the Lions will lose yardage because of a penalty against them. Judging on where that flag came from, which was behind Spurlock. 44-yard punt, 2-yard return. We will hear from Walt Coleman here momentarily. Lions up by 4, 8:57 to go here in Cleveland. They've battled back.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, number 24 of the kicking team.
Whoa.
Did not come back in bounds immediately. That's a 15-yard penalty from the end of the play. First down.
Johnson Batamosi called for the penalty. That's a big one. It'll help the Lions move out across the 40-yard line as they take over. They'll do that when we come back. They lead it by four here in the fourth. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block. a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-498-9170. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-498-9170. That's 1-800-498-9170. Call 1-800-498-9170.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free. You know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier. And for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network Michigan-based partners like Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Family owned and operated for 45 years.
Fan texture player of the game right now to 97136. Receive a bounce back message from U.S. Park on Middle Belt. Just text your player's last name. Messaging rate supply brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day every day at U.S. Park. After the penalty, the Lions have it first and 10 at their own 41. Up by four, looking for more. Stafford under center, turns, gives to Bush, running left, blocking in front, Bush 45, and dragged down at the 44-yard line. Boy, Tashaun Gibson came out of nowhere to make that stop. I thought for sure Reggie had the edge and was going to have room to roam, but Brandon Pettigrew missed a block there. Deshaun Gibson made a play. Credit him. Lions pick up three. It'll be second and seven. Stafford will work from the gun. Three receivers right, one left.
And it's that bunch receiver set to the right.
Long count. Stafford's got the football. Four-man rush. Pocket hold. Stafford sidearm. Throws down. First down. It is Durham with it. In Browns territory at the 40-yard line and down to the 39. Chris Durham, having a career day, makes the catch for a 17-yard gain. And how about Stafford coming sidearm? Looked like Goose Gossage firing it in there.
And why did he do that, Dan?
He had to, and he can.
Because he can. And that was accurate from the sidearm because he had a man in the passing lane. Sometimes you just got to get it done, and he can.
For our younger viewers that may have been lost by the Goose Gossage reference, try Wikipedia. Here we go on first down. Give Joyce Bell. Nope, that's Michael LeSure in the game. Gets down to the 35-yard line. Gain of four. LeSure in there. Bell, of course, being checked for that rib injury Tony told us about earlier. So nice that they have LeSure up. If they want to power back in there, he'll come off. Bush will come back on along with Edwards and Broyles.
I really like the Lions running that bunch formation. And I think what's great is that the receiver comes out of that bunch like Calvin on the crossing route earlier. And then sometimes they'll run it and the receiver's away from it like Durham. And that gives the defense a lot of different things to think about when that formation comes up.
Second and six for the Lions. They keep it on the ground. Bush trying to bounce it outside, then cuts it back in inside the 35 and down to the 33. Buster Screen with the tackle. It's going to set up a third and four now for the Lions, who will bring Calvin Johnson and Chris Durham back in. 21-17, Lions on top. 6.5 to go in the game.
Do you run Calvin on that drag across the middle? Well, he's split wide right. I don't think so.
Joe Hayden goes with him. Two deep safeties for the Browns. Third and four for the Lions. Stafford directing traffic. In the shotgun formation. Takes the snap.
There
he Stafford
is.
Back. Throws. Wants Calvin. Incomplete. A lot of contact out there. And no flag. Oh, my goodness. T.J. Warden looked like spun Calvin around before he could get his hands on the football. But no flag.
Wow. I got to tell you, I thought that was interference.
Akers will come out for one big field goal attempt.
He got to Calvin before the ball got there, didn't he?
Absolutely. He had his hands around his waist and spun him.
I don't know why they missed that call.
51-yard field goal attempt by Akers. If he makes it, the Lions go up 7. Spot down, kick on the way. Akers sends it, and it is good. David Akers from 51 to put the Lions up 24-17 with 6:04 to go in the game. That's the story here in Cleveland. For what else is happening around the NFL, back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios and Dan Hastie.
Thank you so much, Dan. We go to Baltimore checking in on what's going on with the Packers and the Ravens. The Packers get on the board with this long touchdown.
At the 36 of the Packers, offset eye to the left. Hand off Lacy running to make that a play fake. Deep drop, airing it out. He's got Jordy Nelson wide open. Caught 10, 5, touchdown Green Bay. What a fake! And Jordy Nelson beat the defender by 7 yards. 64 yards on the touchdown.
Westwood won there on the call. Packers have a 16-10 lead on the Baltimore Ravens. Elsewhere, the Vikings getting pounded by the Panthers, 35-3 in the fourth. Guys.
Panthers, 35-3. Wow. Want to remind you about Kicks for College, brought to you by the University of Toledo. For every Lions field goal over 45 yards, $300 will be deposited to the University of Toledo Scholarship Fund. The University of Toledo, turning dreams into jobs. And that 51-yarder by David Akers would certainly qualify as being over 45, and that was a big one. Because, Brady, if you miss it, they have great field goal position. You make it, you're up by 7.
Right, and making it and getting points and putting them one score down is huge. And that's where the Lion defense in the second half has played so well. The more pressure you can put on the offense to try to make something happen, the more they play into your hands. And that's why the Lion defense playing so well the second half. I think it's forcing Whedon to throw the football all day. Make them one-dimensional. It plays into that, into your hands.
Browns came up big with 17 points in the second quarter to take a 10-point lead. Lions have scored the last 17 points here in the second half to answer that and go up by 7. 24-17, 6:04 to go. Greg Little back deep. Sam Martin to kick it off. Matchup of 2-3-2 teams. Both fighting to stay in first place in their division. Run up by Martin. Little is going to camp under it. 5 yards deep. He's going to bring it out. Little back to the 5. Cutting right at the 10, trying to get to the sideline. Hit by Darius Slay and driven out of bounds at the 18-yard line. And that's where the Browns will take over. They'll actually say went out at the 16. So the Browns a bit backed up here as they take over, down by 7 with 5:59 to go. Lions have 3 timeouts remaining. Browns lost one on that challenge. They have 2 left. The Lions will come out in their nickel package. 5 defensive backs to go with 2 linebackers, Tulloch and Levy. Whedon will operate from the gun. Lions show a 4-man front. Sue and Fairley on the inside. Whedon's got it. Straight drop. Sets at the 8. Throws. Got it complete. Caught by Gordon at the 30. He's run out of bounds to 31. That's 15 and a first down.
And again, the one thing you want to do, even in this situation, I know you want to be careful and you don't want to blitz a lot because you're up a score and you want to burn clock. You still have to get pressure on that quarterback.
First and 10 Browns from their own 31. Clock moving, 5:37 to go. Whedon straight drop, pressured, slips that, throws right side, knocked up, incomplete. Bill Bentley got a hand on it, had a great chance to come up with the interception, and just could not hang on. Boy, if Bentley catches that, there's nothing between him and the end zone but air.
And Willie Young that time got a piece of Whedon as he threw the ball. Anything you can make quarterback uncomfortable with, that means coming by, getting a hand on his arm, whatever, forcing a little bit of a change in his delivery, you can cause an inaccurate throw.
Second and 10 for the Browns from their own 31, down 7 in the fourth. Whedon to throw, does, complete. Hits his tight end Cameron with it across the 35 to the 37, gets 6. It'll bring up now third and four. Cameron has had a huge season coming in with just two catches for 18 yards today.
And they're probably in four down territory anyway. That's third down.
You think?
Well, 5:22 left to play.
Two timeouts left.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't know, not yet.
This is a pretty big third down right here. Let's put it that way.
Third,
you don't want to give the ball back, do you?
No, you don't. Third down and three. Whedon out of the gun. Sets and throws. Got it complete. Gordon with it on a run at the 50. Gordon dragged down from behind in Lions territory at the 44-yard line. Steven Tulloch with the tackle. And that's a first down and a gain of 18.
Tell you what, the play underneath by Bentley. He's got to get that underneath quicker. If he does, he intercepts that ball. But he's late getting underneath on that slant.
Whedon's got it in the gun. Wants to throw on first down. Being pressured. Now he throws it up. It's going to be picked off by DeAndre Levy. He gets both feet down at the 49-yard line of Cleveland. The linebacker comes up big again. And it was the pressure that forced Whedon to get rid of it. C.J. Mosley putting the pressure on Whedon, and the Lions come up with a takeaway. And Brandy, just before that play, they swapped out the entire defensive line.
Keeping fresh legs, and it paid off for Gunther Cunningham and the rotation of the defense up front. But all along, we've been talking about what pressure does to a quarterback. You force him to move his feet. He'll make mistakes. That time, Whedon should have never thrown the football. He would have been better served to take the sack. Instead, he tries to throw the football, basically throws a duck up there because of the pressure by Mosley, and it is DeAndre Levy who makes the big play for the Lions.
Four interceptions this year for DeAndre Levy. And how about the peace of mind he had, presence of mind, to get both feet down as he really was tight on the sidelines there. Lions now up by seven. Good field position at the Browns 49.
It's all about pressure, man.
Stafford brings them to the line. Reggie Bush, the lone back. Stafford up under center. Three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Clock at 4:36. Browns have two timeouts remaining. Stafford turns, gives to Bush, running right, bouncing it outside. Hit, drilled, spins off that, and gets down to the 47-yard line. I mean, he got popped by Buster Screen. Did a great job just to hang on to the football. And turns it into a two-yard gain.
Well, Reggie's got to cut that up inside. He ran right into Screen. What he needs to do is get on the hip of Brandon Pettigrew. And when Brandon turns upfield, just stay there between the guard, in this case it was Rob Sims and Pettigrew, and you won't run into that play.
Give him three on first down, second and seven. Lions from the Browns, 46. Clock moving at 3:55. Lions by seven here in the fourth. Stafford's got it. He's going to throw. Looking right side. Throws, got a complete push with it. First down as he slides inside the 40 to the 38-yard line.
What a smart play by the veteran. He was running out of bounds and got down. He slid down past the first down mark so he wouldn't run out of bounds and keep the clock going. If Cleveland wants to burn a timeout, so be it. But that's at their peril. But Reggie Bush isn't going to make the mistake of giving them one by getting out of bounds on his own.
Great play by Reggie. Keeps the clock moving with 3:20 to go in the game. Lions trying to improve to 4-2 on the year. They've got some work left to do. First and 10 from the Brown 38. Stafford turns. Flag down. And they're going to get the Lions for a false start.
71. Offense. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
Riley Reef moving too early there. That'll move the line of scrimmage back to the 43-yard line. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's, brewing the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Calvin Johnson back into the ballgame now. We haven't seen him this whole possession since the DeAndre Levy interception. You think they're going to use him as a decoy? You think they're going to let him get out there and play against Joe Hayden here?
3:09 to go. Clock will start on the snap. Stafford looking out over that defense. First and 15 for the Lions. Stafford's got it. Blitz comes. Stafford quick throw. Incomplete. Durham never turned around to find it. That's a little dangerous because the defender saw it. It was Chris Owens. But luckily, Durham locked him up and he couldn't get to the ball.
And Stafford is hot. He a couple of times. You know, Matthew does not show much emotion. You could see his head bobbing. because that was a play that could have been an interception. And Matthew did not like the fact they weren't on the same page.
Second and 15 for the Lions. They go empty. Stafford out of the gun. They scrimmage from the Cleveland 43. Browns have six men right up on that line. Stafford's got it. Blitz comes. Stafford in trouble. Sidearm throw. Got it to Pettigrew. Inside the 35 and down to the 31 he goes. Stafford again with big pressure coming from Paul Kruger. Had to sling it sidearm. Found his big tight end for a 12-yard gain. And that'll set up a third down and three from the Browns 31.
Hey, Stafford that time really shows his maturity. Because he knows he's got nobody to block Kruger. The whole offensive line is sliding right. He knows that because that's his responsibility to call the protection. They're bringing one more guy than he's got to block. So he's got to stand back there and get the ball into his hot receiver. And man, has Pettigrew shown up, huh?
It's a big play because it gets him in field goal range and gives him a manageable third down. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket, WXYT, FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Third and three for the Lions from the Browns 31. 3:01 to go in the game. They lead it by seven. They go empty. Three receivers to the right side, two to the left. Stafford out of the gun. Browns, eight men right up on that line. They're coming. Stafford's got it. Got a man in his face. Throws. Calvin Johnson went up. Could not make the catch at the 28. Broken up by Buster Screen. And there's a flag down. And Stafford is down as well. He was hit on the play by Quentin Groves.
Personal foul. Rubbing the passer. 54. Defense. 15-yard penalty. First down.
And Dominic Raiola was going after Quentin Groves. After the play, Groves nailed Stafford. He was slow to get up. He's up now. And that's a big play because it gives the Lions a first down, and now they can go a long way towards running down this clock.
Well, Stafford knows he's got one guy coming that's free.
Boy, Groves just drove him into the ground.
Yeah, you can't do that to a quarterback in this league. And it's going to happen everywhere, and you can argue that, you know, that's just playing the game and he's just finishing it off. But quarterbacks in this league are basically China dolls, and you must, when you get a free shot, be sure you are doing everything by the book. If you run through him and drive him to the ground, 9 times out of 10 you're going to get a call.
Moves the line of scrimmage down to the 16. I would think the Lions will get awful conservative here. Try to run the clock. They're in field goal range. Stafford turns, gives to Reggie Bush. Little hesitation, bounces it outside. Reggie 15, gets down to the 13-yard line. And it's getting chippy out there now. Reggie took a shot after the play from Phil Taylor. Picked up three on the play.
You see,
second and seven. Browns use their final timeout. Stop the clock with 2:52 to go.
You know what's interesting? Watch is Stafford. Stafford is out there talking to the referee. And he's telling him, hey, you see what's going on here? He's lobbying out there saying, you better take control of this game or you're going to have things out of control. He's trying to create a situation where that referee's quick with the flag. That's a leadership, that guy. That's a guy that knows how the game's played. That's a veteran quarterback working his sideline and working the officials, if you will.
Matthew has been awful good today and had to stay strong in the face of a number of drops in the first half.
Well, he was in the ear of Walt Coleman there. He was getting after him, saying, hey, you going to let that happen? You got to control this game. I think that's what he was doing. It sure looked like it.
Lions Red Zone Offense brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. Second and seven. The Browns have no timeouts remaining. They do have the two-minute warning. Lions up 24-17. At the Browns' 13-yard line, second and seven. Stafford under center, Bush the lone back. Matthew digs in behind Dominic Raiola, turns, gives to Reggie Bush. Reggie gets down to the 10-yard line, forces the pile to the 9. And a helmet comes flying out of there. Belongs to one of the Lions. It was Reggie Bush's helmet.
This has been a hard-fought game, and they are scrapping down there right now. Clock moving down to 2:29. The Lions will have to snap it before the two-minute warning. It'll be third and four. Fourier comes in. Megatron comes in.
Well,
Stafford looking to the sideline. He can't, wants the play call. Now he gets it. Play clock down to five. They're going to have to call a timeout. They'll let it run all the way down. And then they'll call a timeout. Matthew was just saying he either his equipment wasn't working or something, but he did not get the play call in from Scott Linehan.
Look, this is not a bad deal here calling this timeout. You want to keep the ball on the ground. You don't necessarily need the touchdown right now. You just need the points. You need to put the Browns down more than a touchdown. And you want to burn clock. So if you get the field goal out of this, you go up 10. It works.
Joe Abramson, our spotter, brings up a good point. With 2:05 to play, you could throw it. There's really no impact in terms of the clock because of the fact that you're going to get the two-minute warning. Do you put it in Matthew's hands or do you keep it on the ground and take what looks like a chip shot field goal?
In my judgment, you win the game, you salt it away, you keep it on the ground.
Somewhere Bo Schembechler is smiling.
Hey, and here's the deal. This is the truth. Last night in Happy Valley, I'm thinking we got to throw it. You got to be more aggressive offensively. Even in the overtime, and they weren't. But here, I believe conservatism is the way to go.
Stafford will operate from the gun. It is third down and four. They scrimmage from the Browns 10. Hard count. Browns don't fight. Stafford's going to throw. Wants 48 again. He got him again. Making a triple for the rookie. Third touchdown of the day. Touchdown, Detroit Lions.
All he does is make plays, huh?
All he does is make plays is right. How about that?
Well, and again, give Stafford credit. You want to talk a riverboat gambler? There's that play, the fake out of the read option look on the run, and then back shoulder throw to Fourier, who makes his third touchdown catch of the day.
A star is born.
The key is the release. He gets the defensive back to turn his back. Once Stafford sees that, he knows he's got a free shot, and then Fourier makes the play on the ball.
Last time a Lion had three TD receptions in a game was Calvin Johnson against Washington back in 2010. Akers sends the extra point up and through. 2:01 to go in the game. I am guessing in fantasy football leagues across America, there may be no more picked up player or no player that is picked up by more teams than Joseph Fourier as people look and see three touchdowns for the big tight end today.
Well, I'm thinking
about a weapon, man. And you know what's cool? How much trust Stafford has.
Yes, he does. And here's the thing. How these things come apart. We've been talking about, hey, when you got your opportunity, you got to make those plays. Somebody's got to step up. Scheffler can't play because of concussion, so Fourier gets more opportunity. He now becomes a star in the National Football League, doesn't he? Because Scheffler is hurt, he steps in, and Stafford just decides he's going to be my guy with the mismatch because of his size.
And it's usually going to be a mismatch. There's not many 6'5", 6'4", corners standing around down there. That Lions touchdown pass. That Lions, we are being yelled at and verbally accosted by a Browns fan. I have no idea what he's even saying.
I think his angst is with the referee, Walt Coleman.
The Lions touchdown pass means that the Make-A-Wish Foundation will receive a donation that helps supply the magic that provides a positive, life-changing experience. Go to wishmish.org to donate. Kickoff here by Sam Martin. It's going to be taken by Fozzie Whitaker, 8 yards deep, and he'll take a knee right there.
I think that the guy down there has also been lubed up a little bit with some adult beverages,
yeah,
don't you?
I think he forgot a belt. Good grief.
That's not pretty.
No. Hopefully he has a driver. Now he's taking, now I believe he's having a discussion with the usher.
I know.
Even the usher's like, dude, go home.
Either a driver or a wheelbarrow, huh?
Here we go. First and 10 Browns. From their own 20 now, down by 14, 31-17. Whedon to throw, does over the middle, caught by Little. He gets out to the 29-yard line, close to the 30. They'll give him the 30 on the spot, first down, and that'll take us down to the two-minute warning. Lions up, 31-17, two-minute warning brought to you by Belt Tire, where you always get the lowest tire price, period. Brought to you by Belt Tire and that guy who's still yelling at us down there. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. This is the 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford Tough.
You don't watch football to help you sleep at night. You watch to get closer to the action. And playing fantasy football on NFL.com gets you close enough to get grass stained every day of the week. Free mobile app, bring the action to wherever you are, and customized matchup previews give you enough info to call an audible on game day. Make every day feel like Sunday. Sign up for free at NFL.com/fantasy.
Today's game is brought to you by Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Experience more.
31-17, Lions on top. Trying to finish this one off. 1:54 to go in the game. Browns out of timeouts. They have the football at their own 30-yard line. Walt Coleman tells them they're ready to play, and here we go. Whedon breaks the huddle and brings them out. Sends three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Chris Obanaya is the back. To the left of Whedon. Lines up two touchdowns. Whedon's got it. Straight drop. Being pressured. Chased by Sue. Throws it wide of Obanaya at the 31-yard line. And that'll bring up second and 10 now. Stops the clock with 1:50 to go. Coming up, our postgame show. Jim Brandstatter down in the locker room talking to Lions head coach Jim Schwartz. Tony Ortiz down there talking to some of the key players from today's game. Dan Hastie will get you up to date on what's happening around the rest of the National Football League as well. This is a big win for this Lions team, coming back home for a couple of games. Frankly, one going in that you thought they should get. Whedon's got the snap, straight drop, throws, got it complete. Obanaya dropped it. Caught it, turned to look upfield, and that usually does not turn out well. And it'll be third and 10 now. Browns still at their own 30-yard line. Lions guys up front, Ansa, Fairley, Young, Sue. Full on coming after Whedon now. How about the job this defense has done in the second half? First half, not good. Second half, they have been strong. Third and 10. Whedon out of the gun. They go empty, three receivers right, two left. Whedon's got it. He's back. Throws right side, complete to Cameron. Tight end gets to the 39, a yard shy of the first down. It'll be fourth and one. Clock moving with 1:34 to play. Browns go straight to the line. Whedon will operate from the gun on fourth and one. Clock down to 1:20 remaining. Whedon looking to the sidelines. Now he shifts Obanaya to his left side. Whedon's got it. Hands to Obanaya. He's got the first down. Tripped up by Willie Young as he gets to the 45-yard line. Clock moving down to 1:05. Cleveland has no timeouts. Whedon takes him straight to the line again. First and 10 now from their own 45. Whedon's got it. Got time. Throws to Obanaya over the middle. He gets down to the 40-yard line. Clock down to 35 seconds remaining. Whedon will step in behind his center and kill it. Like I said, 35, that was the play clock. Game clock's at 41. 41 seconds remaining as he clocks the football. Browns will have it now, second and 10 from the Lion 40. 31-17, Detroit up. And barring something unforeseen, the Lions will move to 4-2 on the season. halfway to what could be a very big sports day in Detroit if the Tigers can come up big tonight like they did last night against Boston. Bobby Rainey into the game at running back for Cleveland. Whedon's got it on second down. Straight drop. Shifting to his right. Now he's in trouble. Now he's hit. Now he's down. Lost the football. It's free on the ground. The Browns pick it up. It's Rainey with it inside the 40, inside the 35. Are they going to say Whedon was down? Inside the final 2 minutes, it should be only Whedon who can advance a fumble. Either that or they make it him for an incomplete pass. See what they call it. Devin Taylor got him. Walt Coleman will settle this. And let us know what happened here.
We have a fumble on fourth down. The ball comes back to the spot of the fumble. First down, Detroit.
It was not fourth down. It was second down.
On second down. Second down.
It's got to be third down because first down was the spike. Second down would have been the fumble. This would be third down. But the fact is you cannot advance a fumble at this point in the game. It is third down now and 24. Browns scrimmage from their own 46 after the loss. Whedon back, stepping into a throw, makes it down to the Lions 40. It is Cameron with it, getting the left sideline to the 30, turning the corner at the 25, and down to the 21-yard line with 17 seconds to go. Gain of 25 on the play. So 17 seconds remain. Browns have it, first and 10 at the line, 21. They send Little and Best to the right side, Cameron as well. Gordon goes to the left side, Whedon will operate from the gun. Whedon's got it, clock starts, ticking down. Whedon throws, corner of the end zone. It is up and incomplete. Intended for Little. Good coverage on the play by a pair of Lions out there, Grover Quinn and Chris Houston. Clock down to 12 seconds remaining. It'll be second and 10. Browns at the Lions 21. The Lions are going to take a timeout. We have a Lion who is slow to get up back in the corner of the end zone. It's Glover Quinn.
Detroit.
Who was part of that collision back.
Injury inside of 2 minutes.
The Lions will take a timeout. Training staff will go out to take a look at Glover Quinn. He's on the far side of the field. Injury timeout brought to you by the Henry Ford Medical Group, team physicians for the Detroit Lions. Quinn never really went down. He's up. He's a little gimpy as he makes his way back across the field. Hopefully he's okay. Nothing major. End of a hard-fought game in which this defense has really showed itself in the second half, shutting the Browns down. As Glover Quinn makes his way off the field, let's swing it back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios and Dan Hastie.
Thanks so much, guys. A final in Baltimore. The Packers hold on for a 19-17 win. They go into Baltimore. They get a win over the Ravens. Elsewhere, Carolina Panthers. They top the Minnesota Vikings 35-10. Vikings fall to 1-4. St. Louis Rams, who would have thought they would have beat the Houston Texans by 25, 38-13. That's a final. Game's in progress right now. How about Thaddeus Lewis, the former Lions quarterback to start this year in camp? He's rallied the Bills. They're in overtime against the Bengals, 24-24. Those two teams are tied. Guys.
All right, thank you very much. Glover Quinn has made his way off the field, being checked out by the Lions training staff. Definitely limping down there. Hopefully he's okay. Meanwhile, here come the Browns. Second and 10 from the Lions 21. 12 seconds to go. Whedon out of the gun. He's got it. Drifts back to the 30. Pumps now, goes to the sideline. Devon Best with the catch. Best inside the 10 to the 9-yard line. Stops the clock with 5 seconds to go. Not sure Best didn't step out of bounds before he caught that. Any replay situation in the final 2 minutes would come from the booth. So if they want to look at that again, it would come from upstairs. They'll spot it at the 9-yard line. And here come the Browns. Whedon out of the gun. Two receivers right, one left. Should be the final play. Whedon back, throws, complete, caught by Cameron at the 9, and he's wrestled down right there by DeAndre Levy. Fitting that he makes the tackle to end it after a 2-interception day, and the Lions defense, which struggled in the first half, comes up very big in the second half, as does the offense. A complete turnaround in this game as they outscore the Browns 24-0 in the second half to win this one by a score of 31-17 and improve to 4-2 on the season. Two teams meet out in the middle of the field to say job well done, job better done on this day by the Lions, who will head back home with a victory. Coming up our postgame show, Jim Brandstatter down in the Lions locker room, talking with head coach Jim Schwartz. Tony Ortiz catching up with some of the key players from today's game. Dan Hasty with more of what's happening around the league in week 6 in the National Football League. Lions on the road and posting a win, 31-17 the final. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, look. Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done anymore. You gotta own it. And this is your down payment. Ford Super Duty. It leads in every industry. Number one in construction, ranching, farming, forestry, metal mining, landscaping, heavy hauling, oil and gas, you name it, they own it. So it shouldn't come as a big shock that no matter what the job, no matter what the industry, these are the trucks the guys who do the hardest work depend on. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Class is full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and Class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined. New registrations January 2011 through June 2012 within construction, agricultural production, livestock, mining, quarrying, landscape counseling, planning, and forestry lumber products locations.
With so many tires to choose from, summer, winter, performance, all season, and more, thank goodness all you really need to know is Bell Tire. And hey, isn't it nice to know you'll always get the lowest tire prices, too?
At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day to make sure you always get the lowest tire price, period. We challenge you to find a lower price anywhere on all the top brand name tires in the business. In the rare case you do find a lower tire price someplace else, just bring it in and show us. We'll beat it, guaranteed. See BellTire.com for lowest price guarantee details. You can always count on Bell Tire for the lowest tire price, period.
What would you expect? After all, at Bell Tire, tire is their last name.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire's open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to BellTire.com.
Celebrating those who rise to the occasion, raise a glass of the whiskey made for kings. Crown Royal, rain on. Please drink responsibly.